The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Day is flying by. That's a good thing. It's time now for the most moral man in all of Phoenix to give you his advice on how to be a better you. And if you don't take it, you won't be. You're going to sink into the depths of hell like Brady predicted years ago for all of you. What Would Brady Do is brought to you by Mo Money Pawn and M&P Guns over there on 12th Street and Indian School. If you want to head over there or just go online, momoneypawn.com. You can get there and do the thing Brett did, which is build an AR-15. They got all the certifications. They got all the people who do it right. They make sure to teach you all the things. You can save yourself a bunch of money if you build your own. Or just go in there and get one that's already built. They've got tons of stuff. They got every gun you could imagine. They got them all sitting right out there. And good prices, great deals, all the ammo you could ever want. M&P Guns right inside Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School.
By the way, the next class that they're going to be doing for the AR build, if you're interested, is February 11th.
Okay.
Right, so just the call them up and tell them you want to do that class.
13 days away.
Yeah.
Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, day before.
Keeping up with all the fun. All right, Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
I think you're going to like these. The wife and I have never experienced anyone except each other. Been married since we were 18 and 19. We had a talk, and we admitted we're both curious about maybe what we've been missing. The kids are grown, moved out. We're in our late 40s. We still look good. Sex life is okay. We got another here. It's paint by numbers. We don't want to leave each other at all. She's awesome, but sexually, what do I know? Just giving her what I've learned by doing it with her. Maybe she could get some pointers for me by doing it with someone else. And sexually, she's no good at anything because I hear you guys talk about things, especially the word toothy. And let me tell you, she's toothy, man. But I don't know the difference. I would like one of the blowjobs you're talking about. She tries, but technique is what it is. Should we do a month of March diversity in bed program signed anonymous?
Yeah.
Brady is not going to answer that the way I would.
I don't think so. Yes. Well, we might differ on this. Only because the story that I read this weekend about this pastor.
Oh, the swingers thing, yeah.
Yeah, that everything is, you know, swinging for a while, but then one, you know, ends up connecting more so than the other.
But also,
jealousy can kick in.
That story is based in hypocrisy, lies, and devious-natured people who are pretending to be something they're not. The pastor.
Well, that's a separate deal.
That's what I'm saying.
But they're in on the whole swing deal, swing clubs.
There's a lot of hiding. There's a lot of sneaking. There's a lot of nobody can know this. Nobody. If you guys are doing a thing where the two of you both agree.
White couple, when the black D gets in the mix, then things start again.
That's not right, Brady. That's wrong. That's racist, what you say.
It is.
The black D does not ruin the white marriage.
And what I was saying.
What am I saying? That's a crazy sentence. Of course it does.
But when you read a story like that, I don't know. I think you got to be careful with the grass is greener on the other side type thing. And being able to say, oh, yeah, I can just switch it right off.
But just playing devil's advocate, what about you know, just being more open with that idea and having experiences. They're in their late 40s. They're feeling like they haven't had the experiences because I can't imagine what it would be like to be with the same girl since I was 17.
Yeah, Yeah, like and you're one and only.
Yeah, it's not even about it's not even about her faults or my faults together. It's about what are we missing? It's that is there something to this neither of us know? And it isn't like you're looking to replace him. You're looking to just go,
I see.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, I mean, here's one of the things I would do is I think I would go to just try it, a sex therapist.
Sure.
And just say.
And have sex with them. That's a good idea.
Eventually you will.
I've seen a couple of those videos on Pornhub.
Those are great, yeah.
And she goes, this is how you do it.
Right.
That's what I understand. Right.
Well, you're using too much teeth. Here, I can help you.
But you work on it with each other.
Sure.
There's ways of, I mean, I've heard people that like swear by it, saying it really helped.
Sure.
Spice things up because they're, you know.
But that's your
I think the easy way out is to do that month rumspringa. Let's try other partners. But, you know, at the same time.
It probably won't work. But what you're doing isn't working because you're looking around anyway.
It's a riskier proposition.
It is completely a risky proposition. But let's have a thing where everybody's on the same page and like, yeah, you go have your. Don't bring anything home as far as disease or you know carbon mass body. Don't bring me a human. Don't and just you know go have an experience and go, wow, that was really awkward or even worse than I could have. It might work back to go. Ugh, I'm so uncomfortable with someone else. I didn't do it. It's the hall pass. It's the movie Hall Pass. Remember when they both went out and said, you got one, I got one. And he was looking forward to it. And she's the one who ended up doing it. And she was riddled with guilt and misery. Like, ah, that was awkward. Maybe that works then.
I think Brady's got the best idea. You do that and you start messing around outside. You're going to find out that, oh, well, she does this. And this one would never do that. I'm going to go this way.
And you're like, wow, you really lit up for that?
Yep. My thoughts are basically...
I think you both do it, but you do it on the down low. Right. You don't know anything.
There's that.
And then your sex life all of a sudden gets better.
If you go... It's possible. That's a good theory. If you go and do this, Brett's right. I think you're going to find out that, you know... My belief is the both of you will try and neither of you will have any success at all. You'll find that you're no good at picking chicks up. You're going to strike out being weird about trying to get laid first. I don't know how you're going to get a girl this way. Right?
And the girls definitely have an advantage.
Think of it, though. Oh, sure. She could go out and guys won't go. Yeah. But think about the guy. Like, he's not going to have a chance. Women will deal with, like, she's probably not even going to want to do it because she's got to go deal with swinging D. Think of it right now. If Ronnie's like, go nuts, go crazy, you wouldn't get a girl. It would take you for. It would be horrible.
Next 2 weeks would be pretty good.
Right, but you know, where are you going? You got to go to some
weird. Go to the WM Open. Right, you go to Bear Jackson.
800.
You're getting just
$850 for a Motel 6. And you're not paying that. You're not.
Wait a minute.
You want to?
Looks like we're not doing it here, sister.
You want to come back to my yurt?
Yeah, you're not. You're going to try to get her in the back of the Navigator or whatever you're driving around.
I'll buy one of those containers.
Not right now. You're not. The prices are sky high. You're going to be calling me.
Hey, I tell you what. I got 3 bottles of sauce. Is your guest room's mine for an hour?
No. Yeah, you'd try to barter through. So majority of us would strike out with this thrown in our direction. All right, go ahead. Go get a lady. Good luck. Because you got, and this person, they sound like decent people. Like, now you got to lie. No, I'm not married, or I am married. My wife and I have this deal. It's like, nobody's going to be into you. So, watch porn together.
Tryst.
Or hire a hooker to come over and go, hey, help us out. Because that's all a sex
time.
Look, hookers are also known as sex therapy.
Dr. Ruth is a hooker?
Pretty much. Somebody talks about it that much? I think so, yeah. So I think you just have that, just to watch porn together and pull the sticks out of your asses.
She's too toothy.
Well, watch a porn and go, that's what you need to do. Don't spit on it so much. Oh, that's gross. Dear Brady, my wife has slipped over to the liberal left. We used to be a pretty middle road, maybe even a little right. I'm still conservative fiscally, and I just don't care about what anybody does socially. But she is fired up about everything all of a sudden. The Carrie Lake syndrome hit her. She wants to go to Katie Hobbs events even still. The election's over, I tell her. And she says, not to them, it's not. I'm like, oh, God. It's a lot. It's not always, but it is a lot. And I disagree with a bunch of what she has to say loudly now. I mostly keep my mouth shut, but after this last week, I'm not enjoying taking her out with my friends. because she's so lippy. She jumped my buddy at dinner the other night because he talked about liking Joe Rogan, and it made everything awful. It's nice to see her passionate, but this is crazy. I've talked to her. There's no getting through. If you're me, what would Brady do? Ooh, she's gone politics in the house. And now telling your friends what they like is wrong.
Okay. Well, here's what
sounds
I would do.
Awful.
I'd retain an attorney, find out what this is going to run you.
Yeah. See what the monthly cost of getting rid of this liberal nutbag is. Tell CNN to hit the bricks.
Hopefully. You're going to have to keep going back to her and let her know. Look, it's not fun going out with our friends.
Yeah.
Until she sees it. And it can, you know, it's a phase. Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe.
Maybe. But these phases happen every once in a while.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to watch people go through that because I've seen friends who did it. I'm like, oh, man, there's no talking to this person anymore.
If you can't feel like you've lost them that much, I mean, that
it does happen fast, too. Like, you'll get friends who get the wrong influence, and the next thing you know, that's all they want to talk about, politics. They can't have a minute of a discussion without bringing in, well, that's because Trump, or that's because this, that's Biden. And I'm like, Jesus, we weren't even close to that topic. It's internet stuff. That's the comments on the internet. 4 is the usual number before any story goes into politics.
Yeah.
Because people are just so wrapped up and baffled by the idea that they're out of control of it, so they try to control it with their stupid thoughts. So she's probably off the rails. Maybe it is a phase, but it's an intolerable phase. If I was sitting at dinner and the guy's like, Brett's like, well, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. Oh, you listen to Joe Rogan? And she goes full C word at the dinner table. It's like, wait a minute, you're no fun anymore. Maybe tell her that.
You're losing me.
Yeah. Don't threaten her with those things.
Yeah.
But I'd say, you know you're not fun anymore, right? You used to be fun and now everything's politics. Can you pull it back a little? And if she doesn't, then yeah, Brady's right. Retain a lawyer and see how much it costs her. See how much it costs you a month to be free of her. It's an investment.
Cordell and Cordell?
Yeah, call Cordell and Cordell and see what the monthly fee is to keep her away from your house. It's like an alarm system. You pay to keep things out.
$20 and she's out of your life forever.
Right, that would be nice. That's probably, boy, if Cordell and Cordell said that, how many dudes on the fence would jump?
One-time only fee of $20 and we'll get rid of her.
I wasn't even thinking about it, but these prices are so good.
I can't pass up that deal.
I can't pass this. I used to see those things on this divorce, $200. And I'm like, I'm not in such a bad way, but you can't pass up these prices. We're doing it.
Or jump in and just dive into whatever she's watching.
Oh.
Then you can both.
How much Rachel Maddow can
you
watch?
You can both be hated by friends.
Yeah. Yeah, just pull the reins on it. I've had a few friends that I don't like hanging out with like I used to because every topic eventually goes back to that. And you're like, come on, let's stop. And they're experts off of memes and videos that they've seen or things that they're like everything that they have. You seen this? And it's like they've discovered it. They didn't. They're getting the same clips everybody else gets. And it's just sort of annoying that they've formed an entire opinion on an entire group of people based on this one thing.
You made your mind up off Facebook.
Exactly. Facebook made your mind up. That's the worst part of it.
I've had a few come back around. I mean, realize it. Like the last year and a half, like, man, I dove into it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Oh, you can get sucked in. It's easy.
You realize it's a dead end.
You leave the TV on one of those news channels, you can't help but be part of it. You'll just start talking about that. It's weird. It just starts. I saw this thing because it's all designed to hit you and make you move. It's designed to get you to think and then get angry. Like I watch a lot of those news things and I'm trying to watch for their angle rather than what they're actually reporting. There's little subtle phrases in the way that the little banner on the bottom reads. Something is simple. I watched Biden give a speech and Fox had it written. Biden gives divisive speech.
Right.
And I'm like, I haven't heard it yet, but you've already told me what it is. And CNN had the same thing, unifying speech.
Yeah, I don't need to hear it. Yeah. It's divisive.
It's divisive. And then you start listening with what's divisive about it. And you start listening, oh, that's divisive. That's something that's against. But you wouldn't even think it otherwise. It'd just be, you wouldn't even watch, probably. Then MSNBC and CNN have
first,
to.
Like, he gave a speech?
Yeah. Gives a bipartisan speech is written on CNN's thing. It's like, wow, it's divisive over here and bipartisan over there. Depends on what you're watching.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Ready, Brady, this is a good one. Oh, I'll try this one from Toledo. He said, my fiance, 26 years old, is adopted. She was adopted at birth, hasn't had contact with her birth family. She read an article a few months ago about a married couple who were both adopted, found out they were biological siblings 6 years into their marriage. Now she's worried we might be related, even though I was not adopted. I've explained to her over and over that my parents have been faithful to each other. There's no way we're actually siblings. She still wants us to get tested in case there's an uncle or other relative of mine that slept around. She knows her birth mother was a prostitute and her family's lived in the same city. She is being ridiculous. I don't want to waste $200 on us getting tested. This is going to be signed Brady. I've seen the phrase, I don't want to waste $200, dot, 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 and usually it's Brady on the other. I don't want to have my DNA sitting in some database where it can be hacked into. I also don't want my data sitting on a website where anyone connected to my tree can find me. It weirds me out. Well, she started crying when I told her no, and she's not here anymore, and she won't answer my calls or texts. Her sister's calling me an a-hole, saying mean things about her biological family. But as far as I'm concerned, they abandoned her, so they're dead to me, and I don't give or owe them any respect. I still don't want either of us to do the test, but I have a feeling it isn't going to blow over. Do I continue standing firm or refuse to get tested?
I'm getting the test. It's not going away. $200
But you don't want the internet, the database to have all that information about you.
Well, I did the ancestry thing. Oh. I did it. So I'm in there.
Not ancestry.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's one. Ancestry.com. Oh. Check it out, Brett.
Niche.
So you've already handed your DNA over through the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't care.
The countdown's on before I'm replaced. Or
you're not even worried about being replaced. You know, plant evidence.
Yeah, plant evidence.
Just do all sorts of stuff. Anything they want. You've handed it over.
So, the main reason I'm saying that's not going away.
She thinks you're related enough to want to test.
That's what I'm saying. The main reason,
she's gone do it without crazy.
Yeah. Well.
What if you are?
That's why he's holding off.
I think he might know. At this point, I don't want to know if I'm related.
That's me.
How many have we've had at least four stories that in our 21 years.
After all the times you've kissed Medea's butthole, finding out she's a long-lost sister doesn't erase those.
Don't want to know.
I don't either. No, keep me in the dark on that
one. You love her.
I don't even care about that. So long as I don't know, I'm not a hillbilly. That's it. If I know, all I'm thinking of is, oh, God.
Just rationalize it by saying, this is what the royals did.
No, don't. There's no rationalization. Kissing butthole doesn't leave the brain, especially when later the information is, oh, that's your sister.
You're right, though. The scariest thing about it is she, in her heart, it sounds like there's a chance that we might be related. That's in there.
But. Yuck.
Can't you pull up enough
put her
on the relatives on your side? Because she doesn't know her.
She only knows her biological mom was a hooker. So it doesn't matter about your side.
There's got to be some background on the mom. Because she's a hooker. She had to have do you know the rest of the family?
That's all they told us. That's what he said. All she knows is that. She doesn't really have any information. And getting your family information isn't going to do anything. Just get the test. Find out you for your own sake. What if you are banging your relative, weirdo?
It's nice to know.
It is. That's a real comforting moment for families. Like, oh, thank God we're not brother and sister.
Out of mind.
Now, let me just, that butthole. Back at it with this stranger beehole. This non-blood related anus of yours. Finally, Brady, I'm pretty sure my daughter is going to enjoy the ways of the ladies. She's almost 16 years old. She just doesn't like boys. Her screensaver I see on Saturday, it was Hailey Bieber in a bikini off of TMZ. I ask her and she just tells me to shut up. She doesn't want to talk about it. I want to be a. I don't want to be a dad who's intolerant. I also want to. I don't want to have a lesbian daughter. My eyes are opening to the entire thing that I may be facing, and it's a tough transition for me, especially because her mom's so tough against it. My wife still trying to take her to high tees, do girly things, sort of force feminine stuff on her. And I'm thinking maybe it's time we throw in the towel on that. As tolerant as I am to the gay thing, it's different when it's in my own home. My parents are super religious. They're basically going to end the relationship with her or make it really awkward trying to act like it's not real. What do I do, Ken?
I mean,
your daughter is from the Isle of Lesbos.
First of all, I don't think he's right to cut it off.
Oh, he's not cutting it off. He didn't say
his parents, right? Or their parents?
Yeah. If they're super religious, there's a chance you're going to run into that.
Yeah, they'll have a tough time. But I've had super religious parents and grandparents have a grandkid. It wasn't that. But yeah, they came around completely. No. I think it's easier now.
I happen to know a family that has grandparents who didn't enjoy the lesbian daughter, and they just don't admit it. In front of the lesbian daughter and her lesbian mate, they've asked, when are you guys going to go out and find, did you find a guy yet? They still, just not happening. It's just not happening.
That can happen. They're
right in
denial.
Front of each other. Yeah.
The other thing is, mom going to high tees and stuff like that. You know, I would, tell my daughter, Kirby's like, it's mother-daughter things.
Yeah.
Activities.
Hey, look,
if mom is doing that, trying to say, well, hopefully she comes around by doing these activities, then that's the wrong motivation.
To get her the gay out of it.
Yeah.
But if I was a girl and you were trying to drag me to high tees, I'd try to pretend to be a lesbian to dodge that nonsense, too.
Ugh.
Hanging out with those stuck up C words. I don't want to go to high tees.
Usually,
nobody enjoys a high tee.
Mother-daughter high tea.
No, but it sounds like a horrible mother that wants her daughter to be one of those mean... Nobody good sits at a high tea. They're all horrible.
Ronnie and Kirby did one.
They go to high
tea in San Diego. And a
dodge that.
Guy that I knew from my friend of my uncle's, and his wife started a high tea place.
I guarantee you nobody in that room is tolerable.
They were the only two
what is
there.
High tea? I don't know.
You just go afternoon tea, and you pick out... this thing.
Okay, it's annoying.
Finger sandwiches, and it's like
the lamest thing.
What they
in the
do
world.
In England?
Yeah, I don't know why they do it.
You
here.
Wear a hat.
Yeah,
you got to wear the gloves and everything.
You
else.
Wear a hat. That's what it is. You wear a hat.
You get there, they give you a choice of hats if you want to do it, and you
get gussied up
like
and
dress up.
Act like a weirdo in some sort of Bridgerton scene, and then but everybody in there is intolerable. There's nobody having fun. They're all pretending to be someone they're not.
Sounds terrible.
You're just having afternoon tea. It's like it's a happy hour with tea.
But it isn't a happy hour. Nobody's happy in there. Everybody's uncomfortable and pretending to enjoy finger sandwiches with gloves on. I remember
they didn't have to wear.
Well, sure, you got to take them off for the finger sandwiches. But the worst part, I went to a wedding and the bride had a high tea.
Yeah.
I remember my ex-wife's like, I'm not going to that. I'm like, really? I figured you'd be in on this. She goes, no, it's just going to, it's too over the top, like.
I think they still do it. They might still do it at the Phoenician.
Yeah.
It was usually around 3 o'clock.
A bunch of pretend people. It's disgusting. So you're dragging your lesbian daughter to high tea. She's putting the lesbian sweatpants and the bi-level haircut on to avoid going to those things because she knows she won't be welcome there. I'd do it too. She might be all about the D. It's those high tees. You're pushing her towards the WNBA. No normal girl wants to sit in a high tee. No normal human does. Have you ever seen anybody going, oh boy, a high T? That's a person you don't want to deal with. Medea's had a high T.
Usually,
and her friends came over. You'd run out of that house. Oh, we're going to have a high T at the house, Brett. You want to help? No. You'd do anything but stay in that home.
100%. This sounds miserable.
Yeah. It's doilies and stupid. Everybody looks like they came out of a dollhouse in New Hampshire.
They're doing it at their house.
High T. Oh. Hey, you got a daughter who might. Enjoy the life of licking. If your parents are intolerant of it, that's something you got to deal with. That's her lifestyle. You just failed as a parent. That's all. See what I did there? I blamed you. Who knows? So what? Just make sure she doesn't, she's the butch one. Make sure that the lipstick comes rolling in. If she's not the butch one, make sure she's the lipstick. Somebody's got to look good in this. Sounds like she's got the butch one, though. She doesn't want to do any of the girl stuff. Mom's trying to make her dress up for high tees, and the kid's like, that's the only thing I'd worry about is the lesbian partner. If there's two of them. Because you go to those, you see the WNBA crowd, and you're like, man.
So much flannel.
They just look so mad. They always look so angry. Never see a couple of happy lesbians. It's just always so grumpy. See, gays are thrilled. That's why they call them that. Lesbians are just like, what are you looking at? I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, sorry. I like the sexy lesbians, like porn has told me about.
Those are the only ones I know about.
I like those basketball lesbians. They scare me. Anyway, good luck with your lesbian daughter and your weird high tea wife. Set up cameras in her room. Send them over to Brett. He'll judge whether or not it's good. The Hailey Bieber screensaver is pretty funny, though, because that's a dead giveaway. She's telling you in her own way. That's pretty awesome. If your daughter has a Hailey Bieber bikini screensaver, you don't need to ask Brady if your
you
daughter's
don't need to go
a lesbian.
Much farther, yeah.
Guess what? Good. She's lesbian. And what she likes is going to make you happy when it rolls into the house. Sweet. Keep the hot ones rolling in. Daddy likey. There you go, everybody. You're all crazy. It's what would Brady do? We solved most of them. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I've heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.